going to read from O Son of Man. For thousands of years, humanity has longed for a truth, revelation, or knowledge that explains the unity of God behind all mystical experiences, previous revelations, and religions of the world, and the truth behind the universe, science. There have been mystical explanations of God from those claiming they have experienced the truth by direct contact with spirit. There are also those who have founded great religions of the world. However, a great confusion still reigns among spiritualists, religions of the world, and the many different branches within each religion. This is partly because of the lack of knowledge of the followers of each religion, that they each are a part of a greater truth, eternal, divine path. If this is understood by each and every one of them, they have no choice but to be unified. Also, it is partly because God, infinite, can be explained and understood in infinite ways. Each group or branch has closed itself to any input from other realizations. The ultimate realization of God is an individual achievement not based on any organization, church, denomination, group, etc. Spiritual beings are not chosen by men, organizations, etc. God chooses those He wills. Lastly, this confusion and separation between humanity and the spiritual level is because of those intellectual spiritualists who have created dogmas which have resulted in many sects and cults. Born out of each religion and or mystical experiences. Whatever separates man from man, or for that matter any part of the universe from any other part, is not from God. God unifies. Ego, intellect without spirit, divides. Every explanation and mystical experience has some truth. Each of these truths appeal only to some people. However, the whole is the sum total of all and more. The ultimate truth is personal experience. Then, there is another disciplinary body that is trying to unveil the truth behind the universe through experimental studies, the sciences. They have presented one powerful tool to this process, verification of each theory by observation, reasoning, and scientific experiments through scientific tools, models, machines, theories, etc. However, science can only go so far. Science can only explain the universe to the brink of the physically manifested universe and spirit. Then it reaches a point where scientific experiments and observations no longer are possible. Science no longer can explain. Scientists can verify the different forces working in the universe and or particles existing, but where these forces have come from, they cannot explain. They see a logical and explainable manifested universe, but what or who is the logic behind it, they cannot know. If they cross this point and call this logic God, then they pass the threshold of science and spirit. They are no longer accepted as scientists. They have entered the realm of the mystics. However, science and spirit, God, are as close now as they ever have been in known history. There is a very thin layer separating them. Even this layer has been shattered by many who have started to see or have seen these two as one. Many scientists have reached a point where they have begun to accept a unified base for the manifested universe. They realize that there is a single law, God, operating the whole creation. The mystics are also accepting science as a way to verify the truth behind the manifested universe. However, the ultimate step, which would make these two one, has not yet become universal. One of the aims of Tho, the holiest of the holies, is to bring the spirit, mystery, and science, practical verification of creation, together. Besides the mystics who have had direct experience with the spirit, and the scientists who have reached the threshold between the spirit and manifested universe, there are also others. There are those who are called religious people. They are suspicious of any scientific explanations or anything which is not according to their dogmatic beliefs. The scientists are logical and beyond emotional bounds. The mystic is sure and detached from any dogmatic fury. However, those with dogmas are emotional and easily aroused and or manipulated. There are also many who claim that they have had direct experience in the spirit, or claim they are chosen, but are not. These can be a great obstacle in the path of a seeker of the truth. These claims stem from nothing but ego. That is why it has been said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Matthew 7:15. Every individual has the power to experience God. When such an experience occurs, purity will permeate from the person, which is beyond ego. Such people then can teach God mysteries. Now the question can arise, what is the role of the great religions of the world? It is here that the concept of Psi comes into play. There have been many great mystics and religious beings, but few have come to establish a great religion in the world or reveal a great truth to humanity. These great spokesmen have appeared in the last 6,000 years or so. There usually is a long period of prophecy of their coming. It is to distinguish them from any other ordinary spiritual event or claim. Also, it is to prepare humanity for each step of the revelation of a master plan. This master plan has been formulated to be revealed gradually to humanity. It is a seven-step path which reveals an eternal truth for humans to progress to their ultimate goal. Each part of this path plan has been revealed to humanity by the Christ Messiah. The culmination or synthesis of this plan is revealed in Tho. Prior to the last 12,000 years, man had the knowledge of spiritual powers. He was able to manipulate them. However, he did not follow the eternal truth, which had been revealed to him in order to keep creation in its purity and harmony. He misused his powers and knowledge. That is why he failed, and that is when great disasters befell him. It was then that it was decided to create human history and only guide him spiritually by revealing the truth of this eternal path during the last 12,000 years. This path has been recognized and existed from in eternity. It is a path of spirit. so it is divine. That is the reason it is called the eternal divine path. This seven-step path, eternal divine path, is revealed to humanity in the form of a sign, the greatest sign. In this sign, not only have the seven stages of the eternal divine path been crystallized, but it is shown that each step in the path is the focal point of one of the great religions of the world. The first step in this path is concerned with all the mystical paths which explain the relationship between man and God, universe. These teachings are the ancient wisdom that has come to us. This first seal also covers those religions that are based on mystical experiences such as Buddhism, Hinduism, Kabbalah, Sufism, etc. The understanding of this first seal step is the spirit of all religions. The next six steps each represent one great religion or revelation that has been revealed to humanity. Each of them are explained to represent one truth, which when all six are put together with the first step, mystical understandings, reveals the whole process of the eternal divine path. The greatest sign also explains creation and history, reveals the essence of being God, and much more. The whole teaching in Tho evolves around the greatest sign and is based on it. Still, new realizations can be recognized about the greatest sign as a person meditates on it. It can be infinitely explained. The greatest sign not only reveals the eternal divine path, but also unifies all the religions of the world, so it unifies humanity. Even if a person calls himself an atheist or an agnostic, they most probably believe in science. Tho and the greatest sign can even help them to see the logic behind science. In short, if one is open, it is not closed by believing in a set of dogmas. He can see God in the universe. Then all humans can be unified under him. The shape of the greatest sign has been designed to be built as a temple. This will accelerate the unity of all of humanity. Besides unification of all religions of the world, and mystical knowledge, it has also been foretold that God's kingdom will come to earth at the end of this era world. The sign of such a longing can be seen all throughout the earth. The dawn of a new era has been felt by millions. The signs of the end of the old era are apparent in every corner of the earth. This new era is not to return to the old, but to combine the old and the new to a synthesized whole way of life. This new era is the time of realizing and implementing the ancient truths, combined with new technology, with the use of natural, renewable, and pollution-less resources to improve the life of man. The new technology will free man from the mundane. The ancient truths will guide him to the goal. This new way of life necessitates a new system to make it workable. This new era can neither exist based only on diversity and the decentralized mode of the agricultural era, nor on the centralized, unified notion of the industrialized period. The coming of the new era will be more diverse than the agricultural period, but will be highly connected to the rest of humanity or even the universe. This system, therefore, has not only to recognize and accommodate for this diversity, but also to maintain the unity between the complex, interrelated components existing on Earth. That is why the uniqueness of every individual and community has to be recognized by allowing them to function based on their desired, designed destiny and culture. However, each and every community will also be connected through their need to participate in the system. This allows diversity to exist in the unified body of humanity. The interrelationship between them in the long run will gradually bring a unified and greater culture on Earth. To present such a system is another main purpose of THO. This system is an integral part of the eternal divine path and the greatest sign, second seal. This system will bring justice to all. Justice is closest to the heart of God. The Messiah, Christ, a true saint, mystic, or anyone who is one with God has the grace of God with him. Salvation is possible only through his grace. Such people, through his grace, can each lead a person to him, salvation. Together, the greatest sign and the eternal divine path and THO is the ultimate manifestation of Christ. They are the sum total of all there is. They not only lead an individual to God, but also the whole of humanity collectively. God alone is salvation. Amen. Maitreya. Then I'll go to Holiest One, Tablet One. God is everlasting, complete, without beginning or end. He is one and indivisible. The universe, God, is consciousness and its three creative forces, three gunas. The three creative forces in the universe are sentient force, sattva-guna, mutative force, rajaguna, and static force, tamaguna. The sentient force, sattva-guna, or intelligence, brings the feeling of no-ness. The mutative force, rajaguna, or energy, is responsible for any movement, vibration, and also is the life force, which brings the feeling of doership. The static or crudifying force, tamaguna, is the centripetal crudifying force in the universe. In the operative stage, it crudifies the consciousness and in its first state of influence creates fine ether, akasha, which is the memory in the universe. This force also brings the feeling of I into the universe. So when in the operative state, the memory, as I have done, will be awakened. Furthermore, this force is one which fixes things in the mind and enables the consciousness to visualize them. In other words, it creates the visualization or screen for things to be seen in the universe. I'll go to the next tablet, Tablet 2, in the Holiest Book, Holiest 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. From the Bible, the book of John, John 1, verses 1, 2, 3. In truth, all scriptures should start with the three verses above, John 1, 1 to 3, which implies that there has been a beginning for all things, and there are creative forces from which all things are made. The three creative forces, three gunas, cannot be separated from the consciousness. They are one and inseparable. They are two sides of one entity. Creative forces without consciousness cannot be directed and used. And consciousness without creative forces has no creativity, but merely is, without knowledge, ability, doing, or remembrance. In the beginning, the operative powers of these three creative forces were not released, but were in a balanced state. So the universe was in a state of beingness, symmetric. Through the desire of God, their operative powers were released. Because of the operative power of the sattva-guna, sentient force, and the presence of the active tamaguna, crudifying force, the feeling of I know was awakened and spread in the universe. The first part of the ego was evolved. Because of the operative power of the rajaguna, mutative force, the presence of the active tamaguna, the feeling of I do, was created and spread in the universe. The second part of the ego came into existence. Through the influence of the operating power of the tamaguna, crudifying force, the first state of ethereal factor, fine ether, evolved, and the memory as I have done was felt. So the ego became complete. This process continued until the unit consciousnesses, individual egos, were evolved. A manifestation of the divine, spark of light, through gross form, body, is individualized ego, illusion, separated from God. With this, each unit consciousness is felt separately as I which knows, does, and has done. So because of the influence of the tamaguna as I, the universal consciousness was divided into infinite unit consciousnesses as separate I's. As the tamaguna becomes more dominant, the feeling of separation becomes greater, and this results in self-centeredness, which is the cause of all sufferings, miseries, confusions, and chaos. Before the release of the operative powers of the three gunas, there was no vibration in the universe. By the release of their operative powers, and because of the influence of the rajaguna, vibration was created. The manifested universe indeed is vibration in different stages. Vibration is sound. This sound vibration, or the creative power in the universe, in the operative state, is the Word. It is the part and parcel of God, which was with God, and the Word was God, and all things are made by Him, it. Now I'll turn the mic back to the room. Shalom, everyone.